Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, September 28th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage, Mixed Sunday Morning. So glad you're listening this morning. Have a special friend of mine on this morning, a guy I've known for a lot of years, Mr. Malachi Jones. So excited to have you in, Malachi, and just looking forward to catching up with you and what the Lord's been doing in your life. You doing all right this morning?
Yes, sir. I'm so glad to be a part of this awesome show. And I'm looking forward to sharing kind of what God's been doing.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Malachi, man, he was one of my students up in Tennessee years ago and just got to know him. And if you could just meet Malachi, he's just got a soul that lights up the room. And, man, God's had his hand on him ever since the day I've met him. I knew that. And just so cool what God's done and what he's doing and what he's going to continue to do. And you'll never meet a happier guy in your life. But so looking forward to catching up with Malachi. Glad you're with us. Grab a cup of coffee. Hang out with us. Listen to some music. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Welcome back in. I'm Shaw Gage, sitting in with you this morning with my good friend, Mr. Malachi Jones. I met Malachi Jones probably 13 years ago, somewhere in there, back when I was teaching school in Tennessee. And Malachi showed up in my classroom as a sixth grader, and, man, the friendship just began there, didn't it, Malachi?
Yes, sir. It sure did.
Man, so cool to reconnect with Malachi. But Malachi was sharing with me that life verse that God's laid on his heart and just has continued to come back around. And we're going to talk about this morning, but it's from 2 Kings 19, verse 25. And it says this, "Have you not heard? Long ago I ordained it. In days of old I planned it." Malachi, why is that such an instrumental verse in your life?
I think this verse has been instrumental long before I even recognize it. But one of my favorite parts of is talking about kind of how and everything that happens in life, like it's already pre-planned by God. There's nothing that comes as a surprise to him. The hardships, the just the victories as well, none of it comes as a shock or surprise to him. It's all something that he has planned and that he's bringing to pass. So, and for me, it started probably September 8th of 2008, where, you know, a tragedy like losing my dad happened. And just how a verse like this can anchor a person. But for me, I didn't realize this verse until further down the road when I'd be adopted and watch my parents struggle through 3 years of trying to bring 8 children home to the United States.
Wow. Man, so that's something you look back on and you realize that God had his hand in it as far back as that goes, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, and where does that, you know, give you comfort and where does that give you peace in knowing, hey, I don't know what's coming. I don't know where I'm going or what God's doing, but I'm going to trust in him.
Yeah, I think I find comfort in that I don't have to know what's coming or what's going on. It's the fact that I can rest assured that there's a God above that sees me, sees the situation. It makes it that much easier to walk through the hardest storms. Because, like I said, losing my dad at 5 years old, it's hard to wrap my mind around as a 5-year-old. But as I got older and I look back to that moment, I'm understanding just how God was able to redeem that situation that, like, when I was in this position, I didn't understand or didn't try to understand. But God has made it very clear that that was just another step in bringing about a grander plan that allowed me to be able to come to the United States, to be able to have the opportunities that I have now. Yeah, I think I find a lot of comfort and a lot of hope in knowing that God's in control, because this is something that is not a shock to him.
Amen. You're so right on with that, man. And, man, what wisdom for a young man. But with that attitude or that idea that, man, it's just part of your story and it's part of God's plan. And it is. It just, you know, God laid it on my heart years ago. It's, man, he's given you a platform. right? And you're just continuing to add. And I see like a deck platform, like in a backyard or something, or over a field. And it's like he just keeps adding a section here, and here's a section there, or refinishing the varnish, or whatever it may be. But, you know, you literally have this platform that God's given each and every one of us, and it's what we choose to do with that. And listen, you know, some people have bigger and grander opportunities than others, and, you know, smaller opportunities for some. But God uses everybody because we're all a part of the body of Christ, right? And that's what it's all about, is encouraging one another and, man, just being in that and being there for one another. So, man, 5 years old, you've lost your dad. I mean, that's got to be just, man, gut-wrenching and heartbreaking all in the same time. And needless to say, you 8 siblings, right?
Yes, sir. And as hard as that moment was, like all of what unfolded afterwards, I mean, there's never anything that makes losing a parent easy, but it's easier to see God working in the midst of the hardship, because after that tragedy, we were able to go to an orphanage. And like I said, God opened a door and an avenue for us to be adopted by two wonderful people that love God. And loved us the moment they laid eyes on us. And that kind of love is what a child, an orphan, hopes and prays for. And for us, like, it took tragedy to happen for us to experience this love, this new love that kind of reflects God's love for us.
Oh, man, it's all great. Gosh, man, that's so cool. That is fantastic. And, man, just makes the hair on my arm stand up, man. Man, thank you for sharing that. And you're so right, man. It's just God's grace is there, and his love is there. And, man, just to see that in your life and in this situation and in your adoptive parents' life, I mean, it's just incredible, incredible, incredible. So, hey, listen, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes with Malachi Jones, my good friend from Nashville, Tennessee, and we'll be hanging out for a little bit. So come back and join us. We'll be back on the other side. Mr. Malachi Jones in with us today. Malachi, we were talking in the last segment, just, you know, at the age of 5, what heartache and just what tragedy you've seen in your life at just the young age of 5, and losing your dad, which I just couldn't imagine. And just, you know, you're thinking, how could it get any worse? And you're in an orphanage with your 8 siblings, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Lord shows up in a mighty way through a couple from Franklin, Tennessee. And just, man, tell us a little bit more about what happened next and what God did in your life.
Yeah, long before this verse became, which is kind of my life verse and anchor verse, it was my parents, actually, as they started the adoption process around 2010. And it did not actually happen until March 19th of 2013. So for 3 years, my parents felt like God had given them this vision and this heart for adopting 8 kids in Sierra Leone. But the doors just seemed to shut in their face. And this verse was kind of given to my mom in that moment, of just the idea of this is something that God has planned long ago, the adoption process. And in his timing, he'll bring it to pass. And it kind of gave them hope and strength as they were navigating just a period of uncertainty, holding on to that hope in God, because essentially God works in ways that we can never understand. But in due time, he makes his plans clear to us. And so for them, it was just about waiting on God's timing. And so as the adoption process was unfolding, there was definitely a lot of ups and downs in terms of whether or not it's going to happen or it's not going to happen. But in the end, God came through as he always does. And it's been the same scenario in my life. It's just to navigate just even the small moments, like what college to go to, whether or not to move to New York to play professional soccer, all of that. Watching my parents go through that process makes it easier for me. And this whole idea of like the faith of the parents is so important in the lives of their kids, because the reality is your kids look up to you more than you realize. So, just being a light and representing Jesus to your kids is just as important as sharing the gospel out to the rest of the world.
Wow. Wow. What a great reminder. I mean, so true. Just, you know, it's just it's easy to say, well, you know, I can go do this and I can go do that. But sometimes it's the people right here, right around us, right, that need to hear it and that we need to encourage and that we need to realize that we are. And I'm so thankful for your parents, Mike and Haley, and just that God used them and just they stepped up in a major way. I mean, I've thought about that a lot and go, you know, man, you going to Sierra Leone, Africa, and adopting 9 children in total and coming back. I mean, that's life changing, right? And that's now, did they have any children of their own at the time?
Yeah, so they had 2 of their own and had a 3rd after we had been in the States.
Okay, so like, man, went from, you know, hey, I got 2 and 1 on the way to, all right, well, all right, we got to get a couple of vans here, you know, and but so true, man. I from a distance, I didn't really know your parents until I met you in the classroom, and then it was like, wow, what a heart for God they have and just that obedience. And you're right, man, it just they did impact a lot of people, and you guys were watching it, but guess what, coaches and teachers at that school were watching that too and going, man, am I that obedient? If God called me to do that, would I do that? And so it is, man. It's just a great reminder and a great recalibration of, hey, we all need that model, and we need to be that model. We also, no matter your age, you got to be realizing, hey, yeah, I've got models in my life that I look after, but I also got to realize now, hey, there's a generation coming behind me that's looking up to me, right? And that's where we got to be careful in what we do. And you know, you said it best, you know, Malachi, I think we all got to come together and just share the love of Jesus, right, with one another. And in this world, this day and age, it's tough and it's dark, and there's times you go, man, I don't know if we can do it, but you know what, we got to press on. We got to keep going, and we got to keep demonstrating the love of Jesus through being obedient and serving others. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, sir. And we need Jesus more than ever. I mean, he's the only hope and light in this dark and gloomy world.
No doubt. No doubt about that. That's right on point. Good place to take a break. We're going to come back here in just a few minutes, catch up more with Mr. Malachi Jones, just a great guy, former student, player of mine, technically, maybe not technically, but we'll get more into that here in just a little bit. Thanks again, Malachi. Great having you in this morning. Back in with my good friend, Mr. Malachi Jones. Talking through just, man, what God's done in your life, Malachi, such a cool story. Malachi was just blessed. I knew at an early age. And so, Malachi, you've come from over in Sierra Leone, Africa. Your adoptive parents, Mike and Haley, have adopted you guys, 9 siblings all together, with 2 of their own and 1 on the way. And now you guys have come to Franklin, Tennessee, and trying to just figure out, hey, life in America, this is different. And lo and behold, you come to Grace Christian Academy in the 6th grade, when I met you, and you walked into my science class, and our worlds intersected, and I'm so thankful. And just, man, tell me what was going through your heart, through your mind, as you were coming over and going, hey, where am I and what am I doing?
Yeah, coming to the United States was different, and we really had no idea how different it would be until we stepped foot here. We went from a third world country where living in the village, we didn't really know where our next meal was coming from. We saw what it was like to have little. And then we come to the United States and kind of just had a reverse moment of that where, like Paul said, we saw what it was like to have a lot. And so that was just an adjustment we were never prepared for. It was a blessing we were never prepared to receive, but as we got here and we're trying to accumulate, God brought along people like yourself that just helped make the transition easier, because we found people in which we can share just what life was like, and they can share what their life's been like and learn a little bit about the culture here. But all the while, it's like there's nothing that prepares you more than for life than going from a third world country to country where you have a lot more available to you. And so it helps you appreciate the things that you have, knowing that there are people in your hometown that, you know, have not as much growing up, that are struggling to find food and shelter. And so, again, just part of this awesome God using tragedy to bring about something unbelievably amazing just is a running theme that seems to be popping up in my life. And I, again, thankful for the people that he brought along the way that helped make this transition so smooth.
Man, that's so cool. And it is. I mean, like, you know, building blocks, I had building blocks, and my building blocks had building blocks as far as people that built me up, people that built up the people that built me up. And it's just, you know, it's that pay it forward attitude, and it's that constant, hey, you know, you just got to encourage and you just got to be thankful. And, man, it was. And you guys, you and your brother Levi shared that in our class one day. You guys were sixth graders. And, man, just had that conversation about, you know, what was life? What was the biggest change? And a couple of comments I remember you guys saying was you talked about the food, right? And you talked about, you know, if a bird flew over, man, you tried to kill the bird with a slingshot, you know, and you had a meal. And it was like, we all went, man, I can just go over here to the refrigerator or the pantry and get something. And, man, it just puts it in a whole new perspective. And, man, it was very eye-opening for this old man as a teacher, but also for a lot of the guys, your fellow classmates in that school. And just saw how God impacted you guys in that setting. And not only with students, but with administrators and teachers like myself and coaches. And just, man, it's just a phenomenal story how, man, if we just say yes to God, you know, he will bless it and he will honor that. And your parents did, and you guys have, and, man, you guys just, I'm going to tell you, if you just see Malachi smile, man, and just telling you, it lights up a room, man, it's so cool. And just, but I believe, and I tell people that, is like, man, I believe that appreciation for what you guys have now versus where you came from. I mean, that's where you came from, right? And that's that God's blessed you in that situation, because even in that situation, there's people that might have had it a little bit worse than that. But I think you guys just have that sense of, man, we're so blessed, and just, man, because you came from that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, man, it's an amazing story, and just, man, so thankful that you guys did show up in my classroom, and just what a tremendous, tremendous impact you guys had, not only on me, but my sons. Shout out to Sumner. You guys are in the same age, and Sam, a year or two older, but just fun that we had so much fun with you guys, and, man, just, again, so thankful for what God's doing in your life. And we're going to come back and talk about here that in the next segment. Stick around and hear about Malachi and where he is now and what he's doing. Welcome back with my good friend Malachi Jones. Malachi again and I met. I was a teacher at Grace Christian Academy in Franklin, Tennessee. Malachi was a student, met as a sixth grader. Just knew Malachi. I told him, I said, Malachi, you're gonna be big one day. I'm just telling you, you've got a gift. God's got his hand on you. And he would just smile and give me that, all shucks, coach, what are you talking about? And Malachi, let's just kind of go through the story. So, man, my family and I left Grace after about 5 years after meeting you. Opportunities back home in Alabama, that was a calling there. And so you guys kind of going through middle school and high school up there and into college. So kind of tell me what's happening as God kind of brings you through that phase of life.
Yeah, I think God definitely took me through like a roller coaster to the mountaintop in that time period, as, you know, navigating through high school. He opened doors and opportunities to use the gifts that he's given me in soccer to just opened the door for me to attend Lipscomb University. And it, at that point in time, you know, playing college soccer was just not anything I imagined. But when the door opened, I kind of stepped into it looking for that environment where I was going to go get an education and meet people that would push and draw me closer to God. And Lipscomb kind of became that avenue where I could achieve both. Met some great people there that helped me fulfill the soccer piece, but more importantly, helped me fulfill the piece of drawing closer to God. Because at the end of the day, the most important thing in this world is, you know, our relationship with God and how much we are impacting others to, you know, establish a relationship with God. And so, Lipscomb kind of gave me the opportunity to grow as a person and get bolder in my faith. And again, God used my time at Lipscomb again to open even bigger doors for me, leading to the draft process and me making it here to New York to play professional soccer.
Man, incredible, incredible. Professional soccer player, much less college soccer player, right? I mean, in its own right, is pretty. You got to be a pretty phenomenal athlete, soccer player, to be able to play in college at Lipscomb in Nashville, Tennessee, but then to get drafted by the New York City FC club. I mean, just incredible. So going through that, Malachi, as you were kind of telling that story, it's so cool how, like, man, we were talking earlier segment about your parents and how you were watching them and those building blocks, and God was, you know, adding a shingle here and a deck board here, and he was building that platform for you to go out and tell the world that Jesus loves you. And now you're going through Lipscomb and you're around, you know, teammates and classmates that are doing the same thing, and y'all are pouring into each other, you know, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. I mean, that's what you guys were doing. It seems to be this constant that God's been doing that and has had really good people around you your entire life.
Yeah, I would very much agree with that, and even that is the people that he brought me again just created an impact beyond just Lipscomb, right? It's those impact and relationships are still like a very important part in my life right now. And like I said, God brings the right people in your life. Sometimes it's for the season you need it for. Sometimes it's for a lifetime. And I think at Lipscomb, I found people that helped me navigate that season. And I found people that God was like, this is a person that I want you to walk through life and do life with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I know where you're going with that one. You're one in particular we're going to talk about coming up here in the next segment, and that's so, so exciting. And, man, thank you, Malachi, for just being you and just trusting the Lord and just being willing to say yes and just going, man, and just being the hands and feet of Jesus, because that's truly what it's all about. We can't take any of this stuff with us when we go. Right. There's only one thing I've learned we can take with us, and that's each other. And that's by sharing the gospel and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And you do a phenomenal job of doing that. And I know you're impacting everybody up there in New York. We're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to hear about who that special individual is and what's going on in your guys' life up there in New York and just how God's using it up there. So take a break. Listen to some music. We'll be back here in just a few minutes following up with Mr. Malachi Jones. Malachi, we were talking in the last segment, you got through college and had a great career at Lipscomb playing soccer for the Bison, and lo and behold, your phone rings one night or something. How does that work? Tell me about the draft process and what it was like to hear from New York.
Yeah, at the end of the season, just there's the process, a three-round process where each team gets to select three players that they want to add to their upcoming season roster. And yeah, I'm watching the draft process. I see my teammate go number one overall, and I'm sitting there, you know, I think I'm waiting for a call but I'm expecting Nashville, my hometown team. But yeah, out of nowhere with the eighth pick, New York kind of swoops in, calls me, say, "Hey, we'd like for you to be a part of what we're doing here." And at the moment I was very hesitant. Part of one of those things, again, where I didn't understand why it happened, how it happened, but I was trusting God that it was for the best. And so I trusted God and hopped on a plane. And a year and a half, 2 years later, I'm still doing it here with New York.
Man, that is so cool, man. So you had a hope, maybe an idea that you might be getting a call from somebody, hopefully mm-hmm. Nashville. But lo and behold, those are Malachi's plans. And as we know, when God shows up, New York City calls, you know, and it's like,
exactly.
Okay, so you get on a plane and you just, man, I mean, okay, so you're leaving Nashville, you're leaving mom and dad, you're leaving your siblings, 12 of you now, and you're going to New York. And what are you thinking as you're flying on that plane up there for the first time?
For me, I was very excited at the opportunity. And one of the things that kept coming to my mind during that time was be a gardener in Manhattan, you know? And for me, it was about coming here and sharing and being the light of Jesus in a new way. But I think at that point too, my mind was racing at that time, because I had a girlfriend that was, again, part of my opportunity at Lipscomb. I met a very special person in my time there. And so she was definitely on my mind. at that point, like where life will lead us. Because at that moment, I knew she was somebody that I'd like to spend the rest of my life with. And I was just trying to see where God had, what God had in store for us as we were moving into distance and all of that.
And again, another opportunity to trust the Lord, right? Because she's a God-fearing woman, you're a God-fearing man, and you know, hey, this is she's the one, and we just got to trust the Lord with this, right? And it's just another opportunity to trust Him.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah. And so you guys, I mean, you did the long distance thing for a while, and so what's going on there? You guys, she in New York City?
Yeah, so actually this summer I got the opportunity to one of my most favorite days of the year, got the opportunity to have her become my wife, and it's been an incredible journey, and it's been one that only God could make possible, and I thank Him for that every day. It's definitely been one of the biggest blessings of all of my life, and with every difficulty that I've gone through, every high moment I've gone through. Nothing except for knowing Jesus comes close to this one.
Man, that's so awesome, so cool, and just, man, it's fun to watch. I know, look, it hasn't always been easy. It hasn't always been fun, but a lot of it has been. But at the end of the day, rise and shine either way. Malachi Jones, you have stood in the gap, and you have matured beyond your years, and just your faith and your strength that you have in the Lord is so apparent. And I'm just so thankful for your display. You're quite a few years younger than me, but I want to tell you, as just man to man, I'm so impressed by you. And just look, I mean, you're a professional soccer player, and I am definitely in awe of that, but I'm even more impressed, Malachi, that you have a heart for God, because in this day and age, that's what we need. We need men to be standing up and to be bold and to say, yes, I trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And that's what we can do. You know, I've said this on the show 100 times. It's, you know, I can't fix the world's problems on my own. I can just start having one conversation at a time, and it starts with you and it starts with me, and let's go, you know. And I know you're doing that, and your wife, you guys are just building a tremendous ministry up there. And just like you said, people you've watched, people are now watching you as a soccer player, as a neighbor, as a, you know, a New Yorker. Is that a New Yorker? I guess is how you say that. You know, I mean, that, so people are watching, and they're watching me too as believers. And we just got to make sure we keep reflecting Jesus Christ light onto others and just letting them be a part of that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's so very true.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, hey, it has been so cool. Can't believe we're already to the, you know, almost the end of the show. We got one more segment left with Mr. Malachi Jones. Malachi, thanks again for being here. Hope you've had a good time so far.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you again for hosting me.
Oh, man, anytime. We were joking off air between breaks that, hey, I might need to become the new co-host. I better be careful. They might give you the show. So I hear you. Hey, listen, glad you're listening this morning. Whatever you're going through, just keep on keeping on, and it's going to be okay. You are worthy. You are loved. And Jesus loves you most importantly. So put a smile on your face and hang in there. It's going to be okay. So glad Malachi Jones is with us this morning, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes to follow up with him. Wow, already the end of the third hour. Mr. Malachi Jones, thank you so much for being with us this morning and just sharing your story and what God's been doing in your life. And man, we just really appreciate you being in today.
Thank you so much for hosting me and giving me a platform to share what God's been doing in my life.
Anytime, man. You've got an open mic here. Anytime you want to come on, man. It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule. I know what you guys are committed to up there in New York, and you know, your training and your practice schedules and everything that you got going on. I know you're a busy man, but I just appreciate you. And again, I'll just brag on you. What I love most about you, Malachi, is your heart for Jesus and your willingness just to say, yes, Lord, if it's Nashville, I'm in. If it's New York, I'm in, wherever it is. And man, that's what we need more of in this world.
Yes, sir. And glory to God. In the process, it's all about Him. It's always been, and will always be about Him.
Man, you're right on. It's he gets all the glory, right? And I try to share that on this show from time to time that, you know, hey, the good stuff, the blessings, the cool stories you hear where God's moving, it's all him. The bad stuff, the messy stuff, that's me, you know, and it's this day and age, and with everything that's going on, man, we just got to be the light, right? We got to shine Jesus' light. We got to reflect his light out there, and we got to just be encouragement to one another. We got to build each other up. And to your point, that is the most important thing, because at the end of the day, we're all going to stand before our Maker, and he's going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? And, you know, it may not be exactly in those words, but that's the way I look at it. And I go, I don't want to be there going, oh, I didn't do anything, you know. And you brought up a very good point throughout the show today, but God's given you a platform, Malachi. And I believe he gives each and every one of us that a platform. It may not look like yours. It may not look like mine. It may not look like my neighbor's or whoever. But God gives us a platform, and it's just our job to say yes. However big or small that opportunity may be, just to say yes. Because, you know, I believe God raises up leaders. You and I were talking earlier before we started recording, and just about how, you know, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, right? God raises up leaders, right? And he continues to do that this day and age. And, man, I want my leaders to be spirit-filled, and I believe you are a spirit-filled individual. And, man, so I look up to you. I appreciate you, Malachi. You're a great man, and just thankful for all that you stand for.
Thank you so much, Coach Gage. Thank you.
Oh, man, anytime. Hey, if you get a chance to catch a soccer game, New York City FC, check him out. Malachi Jones, fun stuff. Great to see you. I'm going to try to catch you guys when you come to Nashville next time. Or better yet, I need to get on a plane and fly to New York. You know, I'd be like that old guy in the commercials. New York City. I do want to say this, too. Malachi, we haven't joked around a whole lot because we've only got so much time, but sense of humor-wise, this is one of the funniest individuals you ever meet. I mean, he's one of those guys, like, when I get around Malachi, I'm going to laugh. I can just guarantee you. I mean, wouldn't you agree? We always just were able to have a good laugh together.
Yes, sir, for sure. I mean, our sixth grade class was one for the ages, for sure. Always had a good time in there. Learned a lot, but always had a good time as well.
Oh, well, thanks for the plug. I appreciate that. We did learn a lot. You know, I was a different teacher. I came at it as, you know, more of a life application type of an approach. And I think it was effective. And, you know, every student I still correspond with or talk to or whatever says the same thing. We all had a good time. And I think it's just that, you know, Malachi, and this is something God just laid on my heart right now. But, you know, I've said it before, but I learned this as a young sales guy. Somebody told me this. He said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think it's our job as Christians, we got to show people that we care. And then we can start having those hard conversations. But again, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think when we understand that people care, that's when you see a genuine individual. And Malachi, you're one of those people. I know you care. I know you care about your family. I know you care about your friends. And I know you care about spreading the gospel. And for that, my friend, I'm always impressed with you, and glad to have you on anytime you want.
Again, thank you so much.
You got it. My good friend Malachi Jones, go check him out. New York City FC soccer. Man, what a guy, what a guy, what a guy. And what an incredible Jesus that we serve. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing Malachi to be a part of this show and just to reconnect with him. Hope you guys have a great week. Thanks for being a part of it, and we'll catch you back here on the flip side.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.